Splash, play. Splash your sails. Splash your sails. Hey, with A, me, Quinn Lee. Splash your sails. Starting now with A, me, Quinn Lee. Go.
What up, fools? Welcome to the Splash Your Sails podcast. I'm your host, Amy Quinley, and we are here to recap Jeff Lewis live, as we are every motherfucking week on the weeks after week after week after motherfucking week. Will the weeks ever end? Who knows, but I need a break in my head. Okay, so my head is already broken. Okay, hi, welcome. For the week of June 3rd to June 7th, starting with the Monday episode of JLL, we had Adrian Maloof and her big two hoofs. No, I'm just kidding. The Maloof hoof, I think that was from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills because Lisa Vanderpump. Ew, did I just say Lisa? Lisa Vanderpump? That's such a, like, New England dad move to add an R to the end of things. Like, my dad would do that to all my friends that end in an A. Like, Lisa or Cynthia. Cynthia Bailey was here too. Cynthia. So I think Lisa Vanderpump had the Vanderpump shoe. It was an actual pump. Great play on words there. And so then and then Adrian was coming out with a shoe at the same time, a heel as well. And so Lisa called it the Maloof hoof. And life has been funnier ever since. I love a good hoof. I have two of them. Okay, so Adrian's twins, her two sons, graduated high school. One graduated with honors, so she honored him extra on her Instagram. But both of her sons graduated magnum cum laude. Now, I'm only bringing this up. I mean, congratulations to them. What an achievement. I'm sure all the tutors and everything you had probably put you at a good advantage to get that. But it takes hard work. It takes hard work. I wouldn't know because I did not graduate with honors or magnum cum laude. Magnum cum laude. What the words itself. Okay, so one of her sons graduated magna cum laude and the other one was like magnus cum laude. I'm like, who's magna? Who's magnus? What the fuck? Are these magnum condoms? Like, to have cum and magnum in the same sentence to honor high school students? It just seems a little too sus to me. It's like you're clearly wanting all the jokes to come through. No, for such a prestigious honor, especially for high school students, why have the most sexual name ever? Magnum cum laude. I'm waiting until they release the new award, and it's the Pusey E. Tang Award. Pusey E. Tang. A Tang. Pusey E. Yeah, you get it. Pussy eating if you don't. Okay, moving on to Monroe. Monroe's Independence. In honor of the upcoming holiday in America, Monroe is trying to also gain her independence, just like we did in good old 1776. Wow. What? Did I just, like, have a stroke? 1776. The same year Columbus sailed the ocean blue. No, that was 1492. We went to the moon in 1969, not my 1968, but a year later. You guys, that was from Even Stevens. If anybody has ever watched the Disney Channel classic for the ages, Even Stevens, Mr. Beans? Mr. Beans? Are you kidding me? As if that meme alone, Taylor Armstrong, who is a JLL favorite, also one of my, I love her. She's a Midwestern girl. She's so, I just want to kick it with her. She said she's easy like a Sunday morning. All right, Tay-Tay, I want to hang out with you on Sunday morning. I'll make you organic banana pancakes, just like Jack Johnson sings about. Okay, why am I talking about pancakes? Fuck, how do I get out of this? Even Stevens. And they had this influenza episode where Ren gets the flu and then she dreams up a whole musical episode. And it was just one for the books. You don't have to go back and watch it. Just take my word. Okay, so Monroe and her independence. Now she realized that she always pretty much has a staff of at least five surrounding her at any point during the day. She's like the president's daughter, just the president of Jeff Lewis Live's daughter, or Jeff Lewis Design, sure. But she wants time alone to do things. All right, so Jeff lets her have some time to herself, alone, in the kitchen. With a knife. With a sharp-ass knife. No, it was actually a syringe. Although she was surrounded, I'm sure, by sharp knives. But, yeah, she decided to find a syringe instead. So, don't worry, you can breathe a sigh of relief. She's fine. She's fine. So, she ends up, like, creating a potion, which is just such a classic kid thing to do. I mean, adult thing as well. I just call that making a cocktail now. That's the adult potion, baby. No, so she took her syringe and filled it up with potion and then injected the clementines, because why wouldn't you want to poison your housekeepers and all your nannies when you're a diabolical 7-year-old? No, I really picture Monroe as like Eloise at the plaza, just instead it's like Eloise at the Chateau Lewis, Monroe at the Chateau. Oh, wait, you guys, I did not even know that fucking rhymed. Are you joking me? It's a little bit of a stretch, but we're good with it. Monroe at the Chateau, move over, Eloise, in your plaza. We don't need that shit. Should have been Mazza in her plaza. All right, or Eloise and her Sneloise. Okay, so all I'm saying is, why are there syringes readily available? It didn't even dawn on anyone that he was telling this story-o to. You guys, it's like 5 minutes in and I've lost it so much. I can't. Oh, it's going to be a fun one. No, so Adrian Malouf and her two hooves, they stayed quiet. Cynthia Bailey, otherwise known as Fitty Cint, she couldn't get a cint out of her, couldn't get her two cints, because they were all just like, oh, that's so cute. She injects tangerines. That's adorable. And Jameson finally earned his paycheck for the day. He was like, so, why are there syringes just there for her to play with? And everyone's like, oh, wait, that's a great question. Why didn't we think of that? And Jeff was like, maybe she got it from her playroom. I don't know, like that doctor kit, you know, those fake syringes. Yeah, Jeff, except fake syringes, those plastic play syringes, they can't break through an orange peel, sir. They can't break through orange skin. I don't care how small your cutie clementine is. It doesn't matter. It's not breaking peel. It is not breaking peel. So that means that she had an actual needle. So pray for her. I hope she enjoys her independence safely. And also sometimes... when they were telling this story this whole week, I mean, there always is lots of Monroe talk and everything, which is amazing. We love hearing about Jeff's life and everything. But sometimes I look at my own life. I have this meta moment of like, I'm recapping a 7-year-old's life. Like, what am I? What am I doing? What am I doing, you guys? Oh my God. Really, help, SOS. Yeah, I just maybe should put down the podcast and pick up a book or something. I don't know what my life is anymore. Okay, so then Jeff asked Adrian and Cynthia, how are their pets doing? How are your dogs? They're so cute. The last time we saw them, heard them, talked about them, saw them on Instagram while we were mindlessly scrolling on by. Except the dogs aren't doing great. They're dead. Both of their dogs died or It's not funny. I'm just always the Jeff in this situation. I always ask shit that like people then have to break awful news to me. But to me, that just means Jeff and I, we care and we remember details. So like, for example, I saw my cousin a month ago and I asked her about her cat. And she was like, I've been so nervous to tell you this, but we had to put our cat down. She was only 4, you guys, but she had cancer. And RIP to her. But it was just so funny that my cousin was scared to have to tell me that her cat, she's like, I know you're going to ask. And yeah, she's dead. So there's your update. I'm like, great. We'll pour one out for Whiskers during the next champagne pop. But it did give Jeff a great excuse to brag about how cute his dog is and how alive his dog still is. So that was a nice humble brag. Okay, moving on to gay pride. Oscar's friends sent him videos of JoJo Siwa performing in her whole kiss outfit, get up, all the galore of the karma girl. So speaking of Heather McDonald. Heather McDonald on her Juicy Scoop podcast this week. She tells a story that I would be mortified. I'd be mortified if that was, no, Heather, there are some things you keep in the vault, okay? And this is one of them. Basically, she saw JoJo Siwa driving, stalked her down, because they live in the same neighborhood, but either way, stalked her down to her house, and then when JoJo got out of the car, Heather got out of her car and pretended to go for a walk and run into JoJo and was like, JoJo, it's Heather from Juicy Scoop! And JoJo literally just slammed her front door shut. No, Heather, you know I love you, but that has to be the thirstiest, desperate, like, you don't, give people space, give people fucking space. If you see, I get it, you're excited, you see JoJo, you're a celebrity blogger, sure, a podcaster. Why would she want you at her front gate to her house? Like, think about whatever the fuck she just did that day. And she finally just wants to get home. And then she gets home and it's like, it's Heather, I'm just like, Heather, you don't do that. Just because you would love that if somebody did that to you doesn't mean that you should do it to other people. Like, I just, justice for JoJo in that situation. I just couldn't believe Heather admitted to this. Like, oh my God. Remember, I think that Teresa Giudice, she was out getting water for her daughters and Louie. That's how she met Louie, wasn't it? Like, he knew that she lived in a neighborhood and he was like, made sure to go on walks to run into her, or like was in a car and saw her on a walk. Something. It was very, it's all embarrassing. Aren't you, to quote Sebastian Maniscalco, aren't you embarrassed? Aren't you embarrassed? Don't even get me started on Sebastian Maniscalco, though, okay? I, in the beginning of Splash of Sass, was recapping his podcast as well. Him and Pete Corielli, they have a show together. And from what it was back then to what it's turned into now over a year, I'm just glad that I stopped. Because if you have nothing nice to say, don't say anything at all. So I just learned to shut the fuck up. It's crazy, but I actually can every now and then. The other hilarious thing about Heather's Juicy Scoop this week. Okay, so she's one of these people. Well, we're all walking contradictions, right? Hands down. We're all juicy contradictions, if you will, to quote Starburst. They were like, yeah, juicy contradiction. And that's what I think of humans as. We're all, it's just like crazy the way we'll say one thing and then our actions are completely different. And we don't even like make the connection of us doing the same thing that we're complaining about. I'm me. I do that as well. I'm not just saying others. So it's a human nature thing. And so Heather specifically always, and we talked about this on JLL this week as well, clickbait articles. But Heather specifically is always like, these clickbait articles, clickbait. And like Kim Zolciak will post them, Vicky Gumbelson, where it's like, RIP to Croy Bierman. And then you click on it and it's like, RIP to Croy Bierman and Kim Zolciak's relationship. You know, like dumb shit like that. But like, don't go on those websites, you know? I mean, I'm not one to talk, but at least my websites have some facts sometimes. TMZ. But so Heather always complains about the clickbait. Her fucking title for this week on her Juicy Scoop, it was called Real Housewives of New Jersey canceled. It doesn't say Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion canceled, which is the actual fact. It was simply the reunion. It's not the entire series. In fact, if we are going to speak facts, Andy Cohen said that they are very much looking forward to next season. And even though they know they'll have to have some casting decisions, but they're still having a season. So for Heather to always complain about clickbait, and then you fucking named your Juicy Scoop podcast YouTube video the biggest clickbait of all. You're trying to get everybody to click to be like, why is New Jersey canceled? The series is canceled? No, it was a fucking reunion. You know what you're doing when you title it that. That's like me titling my episodes like, Jeff flips out on Gage, and then I post that as a, why? Of course he does. That's what he does every week. But it's just like, it's one thing to not like clickbait and then still do it, but to not like clickbait, rant about it on your podcast all the time, and then you do it on your fucking podcast. You gotta have some self-awareness. Yeah, let's pick that word. Let's have some self-awareness and don't do that shit. I do not like it. I do not like it, Sam. I am. Put the Real Housewives of New Jersey reunion canceled. Don't try and clickbait us, Heather McDonald. Come on. As if Juicy Scoop isn't clickable enough. We're gonna click anyways. Don't fucking trick us like that. I don't like that shit. Now, speaking of podcasts, Cynthia Bailey, she tells a wild story. Well, it's actually pretty normal for boomers. I'm sorry, I love everyone from Zoomers to boomers. But Cynthia got scammed by this really like famous podcast. Some producer, somebody posed as the podcast, and they asked Cynthia to be on as a guest and promised her $3,000. $3,000 for what? Like an hour's content? This is an example of reality stars being out of touch with reality, out of touch. Because if Jeff Lewis is paying $500 to be a guest on JLL, like for 1 hour of SiriusXM radio, that's already generous enough. That's generous enough, don't you think? Wouldn't you think? But to think that you would be getting $3,000 for 1 hour, like even if it was a 2 hour podcast, $3,000, who the fuck is Joe Rogan even paying that? Is Joe Rogan even paying that? Let's Google it. Does Joe Rogan pay his guests? No. The only thing Rogan pays for is flight and maybe stay, but his platform gives guests a promotional platform. Now, I'm sure there's exceptions to that rule because there's exceptions to every rule. So if Joe really wants somebody on, then of course, I'm sure he'll dish out some of those hundreds of millions that Spotify should be sharing with Jeff Lewis. But the funniest part about this was that when Cynthia was telling the story, she had a Freudian slip that was so funny. And she was like, I really thought that I'd be on this podcast. And it was, it is a podcast. That's exactly what you looked at it as. Like it was a cash grab to be on a podcast and get $3,000. Again, no, that doesn't happen, Cynthia. I'm sorry, I love you, but no one's paying you $3,000 for a podcast appearance, okay? So when people have scams happen to them and it's the most obvious shit I've ever heard of, how are we supposed to feel bad? And the funniest part about that is Jameson said exactly this. He was like, Cynthia, I'm glad you talked about this because a lot of people don't because they're scared that bitches like Amy Quinley are going to be like, how the fuck did you not know and think you're stupid? Like, she's gonna think you're stupid. I do. No, I'm joking, Cynthia. I do. You're so smart, beautiful, talent, all of that. You are gorgeous. We love you. So smart. So smart. Aisha, come on, people. Come on. Why are you giving your bank account out? Why are you giving your social security? It goes back to my thing with mail. Nothing good comes in the mail or in emails, okay? Just have a junk account for all that shit. Just don't open anything. Don't open anything. And you might be arrested for avoiding jury duty and forgetting bills and all of that shit. But at least you won't get scammed. Trade-offs. All right, moving on to the Tuesday episode of JLL. We had Taylor Leg Week. Taylor Armstrong. And Patty Stanger, the famous matchmaker. Now, Jeff asks, what age should he let Monroe get her ears pierced? He likes to take surveys of the room, which I appreciate. I love input. And Taylor was like, well, just like, wait until there's a time when you really need to bribe her with something and then get her ears pierced. Love it. And then Patty was like, nah, wait till she's 13, because that's what my mom made me do. So if my mom made me do that, then every other girl in the world needs to wait till they're 13, just like me. You better suffer just like me. Misery loves company, and you're my company, bitch. Now, Jeff was like, that's crazy because Leah Black said 13 too. I guess that's, you need to let your earlobes develop. They won't develop if you get your ears pierced. And I was like, what the fuck? What kind of logic is that? Do you know how many babies have their ears pierced? Statistically speaking, even if 20% of babies, 10% of babies, then wouldn't you think you would have met so many women at this point in their life with micro lobes? Like, you would have met somebody with baby lobes by now and been like, what? Why do you have a 6-month-old's lobes? And they'd be like, because my mom wanted to get Swarovski crystals in me as quick as possible. Quick as possible. Which, again, Jameson, he really was earning his paycheck this week. You know, Jameson, if you keep on doing this shit, then what am I here for? If you guys say crazy shit on JLL and then ask questions about it, my job is done. Like, the reason we started is because you guys just say crazy shit and then move the fuck on as if you didn't just say crazy shit. Which also, by the way, Jameson said some crazy shit later on in the episode, or maybe the next day. They were talking about In-N-Out Burger. And Jameson was like, yeah, my friends got into, and road rage, especially through drive-thrus. And Jameson was like, my friends at In-N-Out, they got out of their car and had a physical altercation with a car in front of them. Talk about road rage with roid rage with meat sweat rage. There's nothing like a man who's eaten too much meat and he just feels now like an actual like bull that needs to just charge at someone. Have you ever been to like a Texas Roadhouse? I think that's what it's called. I went once with a coworker really just to get a drink at lunchtime because we're the best employees ever. And I walked in and it just smelled like meat farts. Like the entire restaurant smelled like one giant meat farts. And the people eating there looked like giant meat farts. Sometimes Joe Rogan looks to me like a little meat fart. He's just like a little meatball of farts. Like a I don't know how to explain it. Just certain people have like a farty quality. Like they just look like a fart. And that's, sorry, Joe. Love ya. But we didn't ask any questions about Jameson's friend's altercation. Jeff just moved the fuck on. And I was like, what the fuck? Why don't we want to know? I think he has been excluding the producers a little more than usual the past few weeks. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if it's because he's taking Splash Assass's advice or what it is, but like he will occasionally ask them questions, but he's not bringing them in like he used to. Jeff Lewis, he's not like asking a ton of questions about their lives. And also sometimes like when Jameson says something crazy, like his friends fighting in an In-N-Out drive-through, Jeff just doesn't even want to focus on it. He's like, okay, Jameson, you've gotten enough airtime for the day, don't you think? I was like, no, I kind of want to hear the story. I love a good drive-through brawl. Okay, so then we learn that Taylor Armstrong and Patty Stanger, they both love sleeping. They like going to bed late and waking up late. What is it with you Californians? You Los Angeles, or Orange County, all that whole area, Beverly Hills. Like, does the sunshine wipe you out or something? Does the limelight wipe you out? The limelight rays are too much for you to handle for your star power. You gotta rest up too much because it's Taylor, Patty, Josh Flagg, Candy Spelling, Kathy Hilton. Who's the other one that comes on with Josh Flagg sometimes? Another elderly lady. Something Johnson, whatever. They all love going to bed late and waking up late. And I hate that. Like, I'm a child of the sun. I want to go to sleep. Once the sun sets, I set. When the sun rises, I rise. I'm like a farm animal. I really do wish I could just be like a pig rolling around in mud all day. I basically am. But for them to be on West Coast time and love sleeping in, like, how do you get anything done? How do you get business done? What are you talking, if you already are 3 hours behind when the real movers and shakers in the East Coast are up and ready and at 'em, baby, you're over there still wiping the sleepies out of your eyes? What the fuck? When we hit our 5 o'clock hour? Like, I just, wake the fuck up, people. Okay. So, but also that's rude of me. I should, just because I like getting up early, everyone doesn't have to, okay? That's the lesson we're learning. We're all allowed to be different. So next up, Jeff Lewis asks the girls, what do you think of Dr. Donna's dating rule that you shouldn't sleep with somebody for the first 5 to 6 dates? And Patty was like, oh, that soon? I usually wait 90 days. I've gone 90 days before. And Jeff is like, what? You agree with Dr. Donna? And Patty was like, look, it's different for gay men, okay? You guys can have sex without bonding, but girls release oxytocin and they fall in love at first tip. Tip of the dick. Tip of the dick in morning to your lassie. Tip of the dickens. Tip of the Charles Dickens to you, lad. No, but basically she was saying that it's so much harder for girls to have sex with guys and not feel bonded or fall in love. And Jeff kind of called it out and was like, well, that's not true because I'm gay and I've bonded with people right away and the guys have bonded with me right away, right after sex. And I'm sitting over here like, yeah, and that's not true for me either because as a straight girl, I haven't bonded with some guys and they bonded with me over sex and the vice versa. So like, I don't like when people throw the scientific studies and like, this is scientifically proven. It's like, all right, well then am I just the exception to the rule or should we look further into how these studies are being created? Like what the fuck? Did they just ask 5 girls to participate and then ask the hottest guys ever? So obviously they're going to fall in love with them because they're just fucking hot. And so I'm just saying girls can have sex without bonding too. Girls can even have bondage sex without bonding. You can add all the bonds into it, okay? Cash bonds for sale. It's a triple bond threat. If you like bondage, you like bonding, and you like bonds. Bada bing, bada boom. Okay, so Jeff reveals Monroe's future career goals. She wants to be a mum. A mum. She wants to have some bibbas. Bibbas. And Jeff is like, that's great, sweetie, but you need a career as well, and you can absolutely do both. Like, you have to have a career, a successful career, because I've seen women time and time again get trapped in marriages where they have to stay with their husbands even because they have no financial independence. Even though he's been getting the Itang Pusey Award over at the Neighbors for the past few years. Like, he's getting his milk elsewhere, but you still have to stay with him for money. Money. Which, like, also, I mean, if you get divorced, though, don't you get 50-50? But I guess they're saying that women, your skill set is behind because the man was the one actually pursuing a career. All I want to say is, and that's great for Jeff, like, I understand, I totally get his message to Monroe. Like, you, if you want to be a mom, you also should have a career as well. You should just also, even now, like starting young, let her know the fucking facts. Like, you can be a mom and have a career, but it's gonna be hard. It's not easy to have it all. It's so much hard work. I mean, I guess not so much for Monroe because she'll have grandpa's trust fund money. So she'll be able to get night nurses and nannies and she'll be living a whole different life. But to tell young girls, like I'm just thinking of myself, and if they told me as a young girl, like you can be a mom and have a successful career, that's what you should strive for. Like that is so overwhelming if you were actually a mom trying to have a successful career. Like sure, a few women can do it and they can be amazing at it and everything, but it's such a fucking struggle. And like, this is why Nikki Glaser, when she was on Jeff Lewis Live, she made the joke that she would have had kids years ago if she could have been a dad. If she could have been a dad, hell yeah, she would. That, and I totally get it. There's so many extra expectations put on moms. Not even expectations, but responsibilities. Even with today's more equal parenting, like it's still never equal. There's always more that they take from the mom. And if there isn't a mom in the equation, that's fine. They'll adjust. But if there is a mom in the equation, typically there's much more responsibility for a mother, no matter what. So, yeah, like, again, if she wants to be a really good mom, that is a great career. Like, that's something great to strive for, to create a family life. And I call it a residential manager. I call my stay-at-home moms residential managers because they're really like corporate managers. Oh my God. Cause they have to run a whole staff of however, and I don't mean nannies and chefs and all. I mean like their children and their husband, their partners, spouses and animals. That's their staff. So all I'm saying is that, like, if I was a child and somebody, I don't want it to get in Monroe's head that it's like easy to have it all. Like, it's actually amazing if you just want to be a mom or you just want to be a dad and you just want to focus on that. We need more people who are dedicated to like raising great kids. And if you have the luxury and the time and can afford to be a stay-at-home parent, that's amazing. And that is a job in itself. So I get what Jeff is saying, and especially with the financial independence, but again, she'll already have that with her trust fund. And second of all, you can tell her that she should also have a successful career if she wants to be a mom, but tell her how fucking hard it will be. Okay? Okay? Unless it's easy. I don't know. Is any woman a devoted mom and also crushing it at business? Yes, of course, but a very small percentage, and it takes so much work. So let's just set realistic expectations young. Okay? Because when I grew up, I was told like it was equal, like girls and boys were equal. And it took me so long in my adulthood to like unravel that was a lie. Because I like learned it so young that it was just ingrained. And then to learn, absolutely not. It's absolutely not equal. Yeah, I thought it was like a scam. I thought the world was a scam. Still fucking do. Okay, moving on to the Wednesday episode. We had Miss Pat in the building. We got Miss Pat. And Zach Noe Towers giving out golden showers every fucking hour. That's a superpower. All right, so basically this episode was just like a 45-minute stand-up set from Miss Pat, and I loved every fucking second of it. I wish it went on longer. She's so fucking hilarious. I just love her. Okay, so we recap her life story, and Jeff, he starts it off by being like, so you grew up in... poverty? It just took him so long to choke the word poverty out. It made me giggle. So Miss Pat basically grew up as the Griselda of Atlanta. Fuck Miami. Fuck your Miami. She's taking over Atlanta, baby. Selling drugs, getting shot, fucking shit up, making money, making babies, calling them fat. She did. She did. She called her own kids fat. That was her, okay? But her mom, Miss Pat's mom growing up, would always tell her, if you don't get hit, it ain't love. It ain't love, honey. So Miss Pat, she put up with some domestic abuse, unfortunately, until her first husband or first baby daddy's, he hit her eye too hard. And suddenly she couldn't turn a blind eye anymore. And so then she just started fighting back. And she also says, this was so interesting to me. She says that the song, What's Love Got to Do With It? What's love got to do with me? What's love? What's love? she said that song, it came out around the time. And so it really did something within her psyche. It gave her everything she needed to like realize that being in love and living a healthy, happy life, they're not always the same thing. And sometimes love is what's causing the toxicity around you. You guys, the power of music. If that doesn't speak to the power of fucking music. Miss Pat heard, what's love got to do with it? And it gave her the power and the strength to finally realize her worth. Like, that is amazing. We love music and all that it brings to our souls. My current song that resonates with me way too much is I Hate It Here by Taylor Swift. I love you guys, but I fucking hate it here. Okay, so moving on. Now, Miss Pat, she's obviously hilarious and very quick-witted, but and has just the craziest stories. Like, she's lived a very interesting life. And she picked up, and by interesting, I mean, like, crack cocaine, cocaine. Yeah, the drugs, the shootings, shooting her, getting in a shoot-off with her ex-partner. Like, it just... howdy, partner. We're getting in the shoot off today. But she picked up real quick that Jeff Lewis did not know what to do with her. Like, he did not he did not know how to react sometimes. I don't know if it's because he didn't even, like, hear what she was saying sometimes. And I, like, if it was all he was just watching the show, I don't know, going on before him. I don't know what was happening. But, like, she was saying how crack cocaine doesn't need a commercial because no advertisements needed. It's just already a successful hit with all the locals, because who doesn't love a little bit of crack? In fact, her sister stopped doing crack and ended up dying. She died. So really, she should have just kept on doing crack, is what Miss Pat was getting at. And Jeff just kind of, like, laughed. He's like, huh, wow, that's crazy. And it's, I just, I would have so many follow-up questions if the person in front of me just said that their sister should have kept on doing crack cocaine because the second they stopped, she died. I just, and the casualness, obviously, RIP, rest in peace, to rest in Pat, to Miss Pat Sis. But it's just, it was so funny. And I said that when Jeff first said a couple weeks ago that he wanted Miss Pat on his show. I was like, you think you can handle Miss Pat? She's going to call you out so fast. And she fucking did. And I loved every second. Moving on to the Thursday episode, we had Kristen give woman and Colton above cement. Kristen Takeman, Colton Underwood, by their government names, if you so choose. Now, Kristen hosts the extended hour sometimes, and so they played her last intro, which, by the way, is fully scripted. Like, Jameson gives them exactly what they need to say. She just had to look down and read the paper, but instead... she channeled John Travolta and his, what was it, like Adele Dazeem instead of Idina Menzel? Yeah, so Kristen channeled that, and she was like, welcome to the Jeff Lewis Live Extended Hour. I'm here with Jeff Boyden. I was like, Chef Boyardee? Did you just say Chef Boyardee or Jeff Boyden-yardee? Whatever. Doug Budin was like, wait, what the fuck did you just call me? And I was like, wait, you were trying to say Doug Budin? Jeff Boyden? You guys know I love a nip slip, a slip of the tongue. But also, that's if you're wondering why I have to start every episode with, what up, fools? It's because I don't want to sit there for 20 minutes trying to, like, think of an intro. No, you just have the same fucking shit that you say, starting it, ending it, and then anything that happens in between is up for legal liability. No, it's not. Everything's a joke here, satire, always, and it's all alleged. Okay, so allegedly Colton is pregnant. No, I'm sorry. He's confirmed. Him and his husband are confirmed pregnant via surrogate. And that gets us talking about egg donors and surrogates. And Colton, lovely Colton, sweet, sweet baby Colton, he tries to give women props, just women in general, for the value that they bring to this planet. And of course, Jeff instantly ripped the props away faster than Colton could give them out, because Colton was like, we just love our surrogate so much. She's amazing. We're so appreciative and blessed. Honestly, for women to do this, for women to put their bodies through this and be pregnant for us, like, it is incredible. It's incredible. And Jeff was like, I guess if you want to look at it that way, I would rather look at it like these bitches are desperate for money. They just want our fucking money, or at least some of them. And Colton was like, okay, even if they do want money, they're still willing to put their bodies, they're willing to be pregnant for money. Like, what if every bitch was like Amy fucking Quinley and you could offer her millions and millions of dollars? And I promise I will not be your surrogate. I will not. I know you're not asking and you don't want it, but if you did, the answer is a no for me, dog. Because who the fuck, I'm sorry, I'm, again, The world, we're all different. This is what makes the world go round. I have tocophobia. I can't even imagine being pregnant. It makes me want to vomit in my shoelaces. So for women to actually, like Colton said, be will, even if it is just for money, who gives a fuck? They're still willing to do that for money. So I love that Colton was so grateful for women sacrificing their bodies for other people to build their families. And fuck you, Jeff Lewis, for trying to rip that away from us. Bitch. All right, so then social media manager Sam, he was caught staring too long at Carrie's nipples, Carrie Lewis's nipples the other night, I guess. And Jeff was retelling the story because I think Sam was staring at Kristen during this episode and they were like, don't be freaked out by sketchy Sam. He loves to stare at any hot girl, especially Carrie's nipples. And Jeff was like, they were sticking out though, in her defense. And Kristen was like, wait, why are her nipples hard? Was she cold? What is going on? Why does she have hard nipples? Because some of us just have hard nipples, Kristen, okay? Not even hard, they're strong. They're strong. Strong like tiger. What is it? No, tight like a tiger. Yeah, they're not tight. They're strong like an ox. Some of us have ox-like nipples, Kristen, okay? So if you're going to judge us for our nipples always being hard, just be grateful yours aren't. Just be grateful yours aren't. Except I've said this before, I hate when your body parts become trends, when the things that people make fun of you for become a trend. Just like Kristen was like, hard nipples? Why are they fucking hard? Oh my God, because some of us just have hard nipples, bitch. Sorry that yours are so easy. Easy. But Kim Kardashian in her Skims line, she came out with a bra that always has built-in hard nipples. And they're taking something that other people are always like, Amy, your nipples. I'm like, yeah, they're fucking nipples. Get the fuck over it, bitch. Yeah, so I didn't like the shame in Kristen's voice. And Kristen is lovely, and I'm sure she didn't mean to shame the strong, big nips. But I forget if it was on JLL or another podcast, but somebody was saying that they can hang a hanger, like a clothing hanger, off of their nip. And I think it was Heather from, why am I thinking Heather McMahon? No, from the Salt Lake City. Heather Gay. Because Jeff Lewis is gay. So also, I don't know if it was Heather, but I've just always, ever since I heard somebody say that, I've always wanted to try, but I also feel like it'd be painful. They might be hard and big, but they're very sensitive as well. Okay, so moving on to the Friday episode. By the way, Sam would definitely stare. If I was in studio, I would not be wearing a bra. Nips would be out. Sam's eyes would be on the fucking prize. Okay, moving on to the Friday episode. We had Molly Sims and Joey Zazu. Zazu. Now, in sad news, Joey still hasn't seen his dogs in months. In months. Can you call Brian's mom? Like, call his parents. Like, I don't... Brian is Joey's ex, and he's being such a twat in not letting Joey see his dogs that they shared together for umpteen years. And I'm just like, can you call Brian's mom and be like, your son's being a fucking twat. Tell him I want my dogs. Like, shouldn't she understand? So anyways, in better news though, they then tried Molly Sims' skincare products. Sims Skin. That's what it should be called. Except they'd probably get sued by Skims. Sims Skims Skin. Say that 5 times fast. Sims Skin Skin. I can't even say it once. Sims Skims Skin. Okay, so they tried Molly Sims skincare products in studio, and Joey turned glowy, you guys. Joey turned glowy. It just sounds so cute. I want to make a children's book. The day Joey turned glowy. It just sounds so lovely. It'd be even lovelier if you let him see his fucking dogs, Brian. Brian, you little twat. It's like he wants Joey to recreate the moment in Legally Blonde. I'm taking the dogs. I'm taking the damn dog. Who was that? Christy Alley? No. It's that lady from White Lotus. That show needs to come back. Jennifer Coolidge. Except instead of her just with Reese Witherspoon. Oh my God. Did you know? I learned this week there was an interview and the world was reminded. Because Once I heard it, I was like, that sounds slightly familiar, but she doesn't remind us enough. Enough? Reese Witherspoon? Her real name is Lara Jean. Lara Jean! Lara Jean! That's why she calls Laura Dern Dern, because she's like, I can't call her Laura. My name's Laura. And Nicole Kidman was like, no, your name's Reese. And Reese was like, yeah, Nicole, welcome to Hollywood. Welcome to Hollywood, where we all change our motherfucking names. But it was just a little jarring. I would like Reese Witherspoon to remind us more often that her name's Lara Jean. Wasn't her name Lara Jean in Sweet Home Alabama? I don't know. Whatever. I don't have time for that. All I'm saying is that we're going to get all the fucking chumps to march down to that pet studio, whatever, and we're going to get those damn dogs back, okay? We're all going to march in our Lisa Vanderpumps and our Maloof Hoofs, and we're going to get those goddamn dogs back. All right. I hope you guys all have the best fucking weekend ever. I love you guys so much. Bye.
Splash. Splash, splash. Splash, you say. Splash, you say.